Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimal Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and my most recent book, The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm looking out over my patio, beautiful blue skies, lots of greenery, and lots of kites flying this time of the year. It's a beautiful time in Bali. As always, I'm excited to share with you some of the practical tips, tools, and strategies on how to increase your happiness, health, vitality, and success in life that I may have picked up over the last 20 plus years or so. And today is one of our special sessions. It's a guided meditation. And if you haven't done a guided meditation before, I'll just give you a little bit of a background on it. And also, at the end of the guided meditation, I don't normally have a close out. It just fades. And particularly with the guided meditation today, you can decide it's about peace. The essence of the guided meditation is peace. You can decide by yourself how long you're going to sit once I finish talking in that peaceful space. And then it's up to you to open your eyes and bring that peace into your day with you. So the beautiful thing about guided meditations is that they actually allow you to do some work from the inside out. And I'm all about tips, tools, and strategies. But what I realize is if we can harmonize things from the inside out, we can create significant shift outside in a much more efficient way. It can happen more quickly. It can happen more deeply. It can be longer lasting. So that's the benefit of doing guided meditations. And what we do is by going into a guided meditation, we change the brainwave. So we go from a fairly active brainwave state, normal wakeful state, a beta brainwave state, and we drop into an alpha or theta brainwave state. And that allows our whole body to wind down. If I actually did some measures on you, you'd probably have a lower resting heart rate at the end of the meditation. You would have a lower blood pressure. So all of these things come down, so the body actually has more excess energy available that it doesn't normally have to actually do the regeneration, rejuvenation of your body, relaxes in mind as well. So there's huge benefits at a physiological level, at a psychological level, and at an emotional level as you learn to connect to these elevated emotional states. And in particular, for the meditation today, we look at peace. So I'm pretty much going to wrap up there. Again, if you ever want to do any work with me, don't hesitate to reach out. I love working with people, particularly if you're going through any sort of transition. And because I'm recording this in 2020, there's probably a little bit of uncertainty, disruption, lack of clarity in your life. So I'd be more than happy to work with you to bring a little bit more stability, a little bit more centeredness, groundedness, and clarity about what 2020 might look like for you, the possibility. So don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to help out. But otherwise, have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best. Enjoy this meditation and take care. So today's meditation is going to be around peace. So I would like you to set the intention for this deep meditation, defining that deep place and space of peace deep within you. So setting yourself up comfortably, either sitting up straight or in a straight back chair, whatever you're most comfortable with. And then when you're comfortable, closing your eyes. And as you're closing your eyes, feeling those eyes drop down, the eyelids drop down, becoming heavier and heavier, so that the perfect place to be is with your eyes closed. And now with your eyes closed, starting to pay attention to the breath coming into and out of that beautiful body of yours, noticing the breath as it comes in through the nostrils, noticing the breath as it leaves the nostrils, noticing the breath as it causes your stomach to expand on the in-breath and contract on the out-breath, taking your attention to this sacred act called breathing. It's a sacred act because it's connecting you to life. Without this sacred act, your life in this form would cease to exist. Giving reverence to this breath and this breathing process. Knowing that every breath you take into your incredible body is drawn deeply into the lungs. The lungs expand, taking the oxygen, attaching it to the red blood cells, and then with every beat of your heart, that oxygen courses through your entire body, feeding the trillions and trillions of cells with oxygen, bringing life to them. Every breath you take brings life to you as a whole. Every breath you take brings life, vitality and vibrancy to every cell in your body. Every cell in your body is rejoicing with every breath. Feel, experience, sense this deep connection with your breath, this thing that binds you to life. Imagine as you're drawing in breath, you're drawing this beautiful energy and vitality from all around you, filling your body. Bring vibrancy to your body. And with every out-breath, you're letting go of that which you no longer need. You're not fighting with it. You're just releasing it, letting it go, returning it to where it needs to go. And now as you stay connected to that sacred breath and that sacred breathing, taking the attention and your intention to the top of your head, feeling your scalp relax, letting your forehead relax, feeling your face relax, your jaws relax, feeling your throat relaxing. And as your throat relaxes, feeling your neck relax. As your neck relaxes, your shoulders relax even more and even more. There's no weight on them. Relaxing. Relaxing the upper arms. Relaxing your elbows. No work there. Freely at peace. Relaxing your forearms. Relaxing your hands all the way down to your fingertips. Deeply at rest, deeply at peace. Not trying to do anything, just relaxing. Relaxing the upper back, middle back. And as you relax your upper back and your middle back, it starts to allow a bit more space into the chest. Relaxing your chest area. And as you relax your chest area, feel a little bit more expansion and capacity for expansion with each breath. Lungs can expand a little bit more, drawing in even more oxygen, bringing more energy into every cell in your body, bringing more energy into you. Relaxing the solar plexus, feeling your stomach relax and knowing that as you relax your stomach even more, stomach expanding and contracting with each of your sacred breaths, you're also massaging the internal organs, supporting the digestive system, supporting the process of digesting that which is most nourishing to you and letting go of that which you don't need. Allowing that be the metaphor for your life. As you breathe deeply, as your stomach expands and contracts, you're learning physically how to take in what you need and physically let go of that which you don't. And so do you do in your own life. You enhance your ability to take the good from life and just let the other stuff go. Doing it with ease, relaxing your lower back, and as your lower back relaxes, you settle more comfortably, more easefully and gracefully into your seat. Hips and pelvis relax and becoming even more comfortable. Even more comfortable sitting in this eternal present moment. And as you're sitting there, relaxing your thighs, relaxing your knees, nothing to do, no work on them. Relaxing your lower legs, shins and calves. Relaxing your ankles. Relaxing your feet. There's no weight on your feet. Your feet can get deeply relaxed. Imagine you're drawing in a breath and sending that energy to your feet. And your feet are feeling so at peace, so relaxed. And as you draw in a deeper breath, imagine that breath coming into your heart center. As you draw that breath into your heart center, feel the energy build up that center of your chest. As you breathe out this time, imagine that energy is coursing and flowing through your entire body. And everywhere that breath goes in your body becomes more relaxed. Breathing in, energy, vitality, vibrancy. Letting it build. And when you breathe out, imagine that energy is flowing to every cell in every part of your body. Breathing in, energy, vitality. Breathing out, that energy is going to the entire body, all the cells. And as it gets to those cells, it's allowing those cells, those systems, those organs, the entire body to become more and more relaxed. And now as the body becomes more relaxed, as you breathe in vitality, as you breathe out this energy coursing through your body, relaxing your entire body, feeling a deep sense of peace settling over your physical body. Feeling a deep sense of peace at your heart center as it brings life and vitality into the body, as it nourishes every cell in the body, bringing a deep sense of peace through the entire body. And now as the body becomes more at peace, as the heart becomes more at peace, you're also finding your mind becoming more at peace. Your mind connected to your body. Your mind influenced by your heart. A heart that's in a deep state of peace and grace. And the mind is deeply relaxed. And now as the mind is deeply relaxed, it deepens your sense of peace even more and even more. And while you sit, breathe and relax into this deep state of peace and well-being. Your entire body is rejoicing at a different level. In this deep state of peace, every cell is communicating and connecting at a deeper level. Every system in your body is communicating and connecting at a deeper level. Every organ in your body is connecting and communicating at a deeper level. Your body is in a deep state of oneness, wholeness, connection, communicating peace and love through the entire system, wave after wave after wave. And while you sit in this deep state of peace, connected to your heart, feeling ease through your entire body, feeling the sacred breath come into and out of your body, you can choose to stay in this deep state of peace for as long as you want. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, whenever the time is right for you, you can choose to open your eyes, knowing that when you choose to open your eyes, you'll also be bringing that deep sense of peace into your day, and remembering this deep state of peace in your day, so that if you need to, you can drop back into it. So your choice as to when you choose to finish the meditation and open your eyes and bringing this peace into every part of your day, every part of your being, every communication you have.